Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Wednesday, July 28, 2004. 3, 2, 1. 5 missionaries are kidnapped in India. There's a paradigm shift taking place in missions in Germany, and music and sports will foster evangelism in the United States. These stories and more are straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in India, where 5 Gospel for Asia missionaries were kidnapped by Hindu extremists. While the Congress Party is giving Christians hope for religious freedom, Hindu radicals want it restricted. Gospel for Asia's K.P. Ohanan says radicals are doing so in a different way.
Since they cannot directly attack the Christian workers, they are now finding a new way to persecute our missionaries by accusing them of stealing things or causing trouble or whatever else. And this was the disguise they used to kidnap these 5 missionaries.
Ohanan says after being beaten, they were released. Hindus are angry, as many people are turning to Christ. He says that's why GFA needs Bibles.
One of our greatest needs right now is to produce at least 10-15 million Bibles in all the major languages. And it costs us about $1 to produce 4 New Testaments, about $2 to produce the whole Bible.
Next, God's Word is being well received all over Europe, but especially Eastern Europe. That's the message that International Bible Society workers are telling Mission Network News. Joe Parker is the European Director of IBS.
We have openness in the school systems in the Czech Republic and the Ukraine, Romania, Russia, Bulgaria, and even in Western Europe, in England and the Netherlands. And we've just this year started a outreach in schools in Kyrgyzstan, which, you know, is a predominantly Muslim country.
IBS is providing their My First Bible in Kyrgyzstan, and they're being well received in that Muslim nation. Parker's prayer is this:
for a generation of Christian children that will influence society for many years to come. And as in most countries in the East, we always pray that there will be another Billy Graham that will rise up to spread the word to people in their own countries.
You're listening to Mission Network News. According to statistics, evangelical Christians make up only 3% of Germany's population. That makes that nation largely unreached with the gospel. But according to Greater Europe Mission's Fred McRae, there's a paradigm shift taking place.
The situation for church planting in Germany has really turned the corner. And as a church planter, I would say Germany, relatively speaking, compared to what it used to be, is a church planter's paradise.
Over 1,000 churches have been established in the last 15 to 20 years. He says the battle in this effort isn't against the post-Christian culture, but the church, which isn't motivated to plant churches. McRae's also concerned about mission groups.
Mission organizations are still working in Germany and in Europe the way it was 40 to 50 years ago. And I'm afraid, as a, you know, a guy down there in the trenches, that the organizations are going to miss this paradigm shift that God has brought about.
Church planting consultants are needed to motivate and train German believers. Meanwhile, evangelical Christians in the United States have a growing mission field right at home. According to a recent survey, the U.S. population calling themselves Protestant has dropped significantly. The National Opinion Research Center says just 52% of those surveyed say they're Protestants, down from 63%. At the same time, 14% claimed no religion, up from 9%. Pray the churches in the U.S. will reach out to this growing segment of society. And Christian music, extreme sports, and the good news will all be on the streets of St. Paul, Minnesota next week. It's part of the Twin Cities Festival with Luis Palau, August 7th and 8th. Music by Toby Mack, Third Day, Point of Grace, and others will be featured. They'll also have a sports zone featuring pro athletes. And, of course, Luis Palau will present the gospel. More than 800 area churches are helping out with the event. Christians around the world are being asked to pray. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the compelling video on AIDS orphans in Africa by Buckner Orphan Care International, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's an inspirational video on Buckner's work with AIDS orphans in Africa and their efforts to share the gospel with them. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.